Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press. We're back on the beat. It's Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, and we're going in to cover the Southern District of New York Courthouse, but we have to do an update first. Last week, we covered the civil trial of Kevin Spacey, charged with sexual abuse of an underage rap. This is some years after, and he was smirking and quite full of himself on the witness stand. We tried to ask him about his picture with Ghislaine Maxwell, noted incarcerated and convicted pedophile supporter, on the throne in the UK, but there was no answer. But now he's headed to the UK, according to him. Right during that proceeding, was announced that the UK would seek his extradition if he didn't come voluntarily. And this morning, in a statement released, he said that he will go voluntarily and defend himself to the max. We don't know when he'll go, and we don't know if they'll arrest him when he goes there, but we will be following it in all of its twists and turns. We'll also continue to follow the Honduras trial, in which, most recently, we got unsealed. Inner City Press, court transparency victory. We won an order unsealing the financial affidavit of Mr. Tigre Bonilla of the Honduran National Police, now in the MDC in Brooklyn for narco-trafficking charges. But he claimed in the now unsealed affidavit to have no income at all. No money, no bank account, no house, no car, no property of any kind. It's not true. It's not true. And people in Honduras have sent us pictures. So all I can say is these vaunted prosecutors, I understand they're playing the long game, but when you tell many people every day in the magistrate's court that they're under penalty of perjury, et cetera, when it becomes clear that a narco-trafficker has lied to say he has no property, something must be done. Now, in other international news, Michelle Bachelet of the UN totally sold out the Uyghurs. She went to China 6 days, and then she said, I can't really assess what's happening there. It's genocide. But even worse, the U.S. administration, Tony Blinken, he put out a statement saying, we're disappointed but not surprised that China didn't let her go where she wanted. Well, why did she go then? See, they love the UN too much. It's like saying that in the passive voice, you know, someone was killed. By who? Who sold out the Uyghurs? I'll tell you who. Michelle Bachelet and Antonio Guterres of the United Nations. To be continued.